I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were racist.
He said you were racist.
You are very racist.
He said
you're
going
to be dealt with.
He said he works for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You are tuned in live this Wednesday, January 11th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. The world is run by satanic minions, but you know what? They all wear suits and ties and speak with silvery tongues and they smell really great. And CNN and Fox News aren't telling us this, so it must not be true. How about we begin with Oswald Chambers' entry for the day, which is interesting. You know, so what do you do about this situation? I'm going to give you a story that was part of what I was talking about yesterday. The article that I mentioned, the World Economic Forum article. I mean, this is the reason why I say what I just said is I'm being facetious, obviously. But, you know, the PolitiFact article from last September that is titled "The World Economic Forum Has Called for the End of Wasteful Private Car Ownership" is mostly false, according to PolitiFact, even though we can go back 6 years prior to that article and see the World Economic Forum article posted December of 2016. This was around the Fourth Industrial Revolution time. You know, Klaus Schwab talking about that. There's also a fifth IR, which I will speak of. That was part of, in my notes from yesterday, part of the conversation, but did not get to that. So if this is not a thing, PolitiFact says, no, it's not true. World Economic Forum is not saying that. Then why is there this post on the World Economic Forum website titled "Goodbye Car Ownership. Hello, Clean Air. Welcome to the Future of Transport." That was 6 years before the PolitiFact post. So, riddle me that, Batman. Before we get there, let's start with Oswald Chambers. You know, the point is, this is, you know, to me, above all, first and foremost, a spiritual battle. So how do you deal with this? Prayer. And if that's the line that you're taking, then discipleship has its costs. But what are those costs? It's not what you might think. It's not what most would expect. So on that note, we begin. Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Today's entry, January 11th, titled, What My Obedience to God Costs Other People. What My Obedience to God Costs Other People. And he cites Luke 23:26. They laid hold upon one Simon, and on him they laid the cross. Chambers writes, if we obey God, it is going to cost other people more than it costs us. And that is where the sting comes in. If we are in love with our Lord, obedience does not cost us anything. It is a delight. But it costs those who do not love him a good deal. And, you know, that's the rub all the more so in a society that is tending and trending the direction ours is. If we obey God, it will mean that other people's plans are upset and they will jibe us with it. You call this Christianity? We can prevent the suffering, but if we are going to obey God, we must not prevent it. We must let the cost be paid. Our human pride entrenches itself on this point, and we say, I will never accept anything from anyone, which sounds kind of like some things that Peter said, in my opinion. We shall have to obey or disobey God. We have no right to expect to be in any other relation than our Lord himself was in. See Luke 8:2-3. Verses 2 and 3. Stagnation in spiritual life comes when we say we will not bear the whole thing ourselves. We cannot. We are so involved in the universal purposes of God that immediately we obey God, others are affected. Are we going to remain loyal in our obedience to God and go through the humiliation of refusing to be independent? Or are we going to take the other line and say, I will not cost other people suffering? We can disobey God if we choose, and it will bring immediate relief to the situation, but we shall be a grief to our Lord. Whereas if we obey God, he will look after those who have been pressed into the consequences of our obedience. We have simply to obey and to leave all consequences with him. Beware of the inclination to dictate to God as to what you will allow to happen if you obey him. And again, I mean, that sounds like Peter, I think. I will never let it happen. Beware of the inclination to dictate to God as to what you will allow to happen if you obey him. We are in a curious time, kind of set of circumstances in the West and in America in particular. Many things have been written about this period. You know, I've talked from time to time about Spengler and his decline of the West, and how that's sort of the model that has been was, you know, picked to be adopted and followed. And so was Oswald Spengler psychic? Did he have some magical insight? I don't think so. I think, you know, bad guys just, you know, once you kind of make your Faustian bargain for whatever thing it is that you desire, or, you know, the tchotchke that's dangled on a carrot on a stick in front of you, to try to buy your allegiance, then I think those kind of people get pointed toward a very singular historical track, and it's the same story that's played out over and over. I mentioned yesterday Genesis chapter 4, which seems to demonstrate the historical echo of what you see happening in Genesis 6 already, and then you see the same thing happening again in Genesis 11. Just over and over, there is this usurpative element that seeks to overthrow God's plans. Jacques Ellul reminds us in books like The Meaning of the City that this, again, is not coincidence or accidental, and that the city, as Ellul put it, was always intended to overthrow the country. And it's that's a metaphor. So it's the same old story. And Oswald Spengler predicting the Faustian dark winter. The Western world was ending in the final season, the winter of Faustian civilization was being witnessed. The Faustian winter. Winter of Faustian civilization. How did he know? Because that's the story. That's the, you know, that's the Western esoteric current. Where does it end up? It ends up going to Genesis 6 and 6:5 in particular, and 11 and 13 via Genesis 11. That's where it's headed. That's where it's always been headed. That's the whole concept of the New World Order. The New World Order. It's not so new. So that's where we're headed. And this, the reason why it's such a kind of peculiar thing for us, particularly as Americans, is because we've been raised on this idea of American exceptionalism, and we are fantastic, and we can do no wrong, and no one can do wrong by us, and we are, you know, the leaders of the free world, and all the other, you know, hijinks and shenanigans that have been fed to us by the Bernaysian types. Just flat not true. We've been, you know, there are certain allowances that have been made because we've been a proxy for world hegemony and, you know, infecting the rest of the world with bad ideas that we're now, I think, starting to come to the point where we're seeing that come to roost. So what am I talking about? What am I talking about? Let's hear. Let's see. Oh, that's not it. Did I get that wrong? Yeah. Let's hear from Klaus Schwab himself. This is what Klaus Schwab, Mr. World Economic Forum, you know, one of the arch supervillains of the world these days. He even looks like a Bond supervillain. This is what he said. Go ahead, please.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen. The cut which we have now is much too strong in order not to leave traces.
Okay. There you go. And obviously he's deadly serious about what he's saying. Let's see, companion pieces. There were a couple of things. This one, you know, these are very, I would say, upsetting and disturbing. They are to me, certainly. I mean, it just changes your whole perspective on things, I think. So hearing Klaus Schwab say that, the piece, first let me start with this. The piece that I mentioned yesterday, when PolitiFact says, no, it's not true. The World Economic Forum didn't say that people shouldn't own cars. Let's be clear. What the World Economic Forum does say on the website, weforum.org, you can find this post by Thomas Burr back in 2016. Goodbye car ownership. Hello clean air. Welcome to the future of transport. And let's just skip to the chase, shall we? I mean, you can read lots of stuff, but really the image that is the, what do you call it? It's the, in the metadata, it's the thumbnail image, the thumbnail URL, is the image you scroll down in the middle of the page. It says, it's just an image outlining the three phases that automobile ownership is to undergo. And so the three phases are, number one, phase one, single ownership, one car, one person. And notice it has a little, you know, a little homing device on it, a little beacon on top of this little tiny car. One car, one person. Phase two, multiple ownership. One car owned by multiple people, which we've heard recently. You know what? Maybe you'll rent your car. Maybe we'll all be little Uber people. You know, phase two, multiple ownership. One car, multiple people. Phase three, self-ownership. One car, one car. No people. Where'd the people go? Self-ownership. How autonomous vehicles and blockchain will change ownership models is the caption of the image. So, you know, we think that Uber and Lyft are just like, oh my goodness, that's amazing how that happened. How timely. What does it do to the taxi companies? And like I said yesterday, if you're listening to the auto manufacturers, what they're saying now is the automobiles, you know, especially because as we move into the autonomous stuff, it's mostly software. It's, you know, and so you have all of these end user license agreements, and therefore you don't really own it. You're just kind of leasing it from us. It's automobile as a service. I don't know if that's a thing, but it probably is. And that's where we're headed. I don't know about you, but to see the image to me is just freaky. Single ownership to multiple ownership to self-ownership. This is territory that we as Americans are not familiar with, to, you know, put it mildly. The rest of the world has been abused, largely at our hand in many cases. You know, whether it's the United States military industrial complex or really, you know, shades or variations thereof. You know, you go back to the turn of the 20th century and things that Smedley Butler revealed that he was doing. Or, you know, jump on Wikipedia and look up Edward Bernays and the exploits of United Fruit by him, and, you know, the obviously the intelligence community involvement. Do we really believe that has abated? Because hubris unchecked is emboldened. And hubris has been unchecked. And so when Klaus Schwab says what he said there in that clip that we played, these people are serious and they're emboldened. And so no wonder, I mean, if you have people who control media and, you know, finance and so forth, showing up at a place where 3,000 or so of these people gather kind of in plain sight, tell you they're doing it, tell you some of the plans that they're making, but to control the media, no wonder we see stories, you know, like this from 2016, goodbye car ownership, hello clean air, welcome to the future of transport. What's the future of transport? Well, when it comes to automobiles, phase one, single ownership, phase two, multiple ownership, phase three, self-ownership, as in the automobile owns itself. Really? No wonder we're seeing that, but at the same time, PolitiFact says, nah, that's not true. It never happened. Yes, it is true. And it did happen. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back. So things are starting to shift, and the decline is actually occurring in ways that we have heard. You know, again, Alan Watt used to remind us all the time what we see happening, you know, the crumbling infrastructure and so forth. We have never really been fantastic in at least the last 100, maybe last 70 years, at building anything that looked like it was going to last more than 10 minutes. Why is that? You know, we fancy ourselves pretty wonderful in America, but I think that reality is coming home to roost. There's another piece that I had from yesterday that you know, speaks to all of this, that you can see it in all kinds of ways. I'll give you some examples. There is this from the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy Research Brief, 2019, Volume 1. So from 2019, the decline of computers as a general purpose technology. Decline of computers as a general purpose technology. What does it mean? Well, it's six pages. It's not that long. And, you know, one of those pages is citations. And the last page is about the authors, about the MIT initiative on the digital economy, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really only about four pages, but I'll just give you the conclusion because I think the conclusion spells it out. So from the conclusion, it says, we conclude that the virtuous GPT cycle, and GPT stands for general purpose technology. So maybe the first paragraph, just for some background. It is easy to forget that our computers weren't always highly flexible systems capable of the staggering variety of computational wizardry that we take for granted today. They used to be special purpose machines built to calculate things like ballistic trajectories or breaking codes. And there's a hint there that belies what's at the heart of all of this. If we really allow ourselves to think objectively and not to be deluded by our subjectivity and our desire not to confront reality, then we will recall perhaps, you know, things like George Friedman's Brain Bar Budapest talk. We've played that first, whatever it is, 10 minutes or so. Is there a global war coming? Him snickering. Of course there's a global, you know, there's always been global. It's all around you. I introduced to you the iPhone. Remember that? And so what's the salient takeaway there? Yeah, I would submit to you that it's at least in part, if not in entirely, the fact that, as George Friedman points out, all of that technology that's in the iPhone is military technology. In fact, you know, indeed, all of the internet technology is military technology. The interwebs themselves began, obviously, as the ARPANET. And since when did that ever stop? And now it's worldwide. But, you know, it's bigger than countries and so on, which gets back to the point earlier. And this is all woven together. You know, we were told back in the 70s, I think of Richard N. Gardner's piece, Foreign Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, you know, The Hard Road to World Order. And that's what he said. We, you know, he said, we will make all of these disparate things, these, you know, it'll look, to quote William James, it'll look like a great booming, buzzing confusion. And then once we've created all of these separate parts, or that seem separate, they appear separate to the general public, then eventually we will knit them together and we'll get rid of the ones that we don't need. And that's, I think that's starting to happen now. I think that's what we're witnessing. Anyway, to finish with this piece, the rise of computers as a general purpose technology, GPT, only happened because of concurrent technological and economic breakthroughs where product improvement and market growth fueled one another. Okay, so now basically the message is that's no longer a thing. It's a new moment. There's been a shift. So from the conclusion, we conclude that we're headed into a break, I guess, so maybe I'll save the conclusion and give it to you unbroken. But
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. All right. The conclusion, and maybe one other thing, and then to the phones. So this is, again, from the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy Research Brief, 2019, Volume 1, The Decline of Computers as a General Purpose Technology, GPT. So I read the first paragraph. Let me give you the conclusion. This is sort of, you know, obviously emblematic of where we are, where bad guys want us to head as a society. The conclusion reads, "We conclude that the virtuous GPT cycle that has driven computing for decades is ending." You know, and I think of the computer store that used to be on North Division in Spokane, Washington. The cow thing. What was the computer store with the cow theme? Anyway, you think of that. You think of the, you know, so-called humble beginnings of Dell and the old software stores. When we used to have those, the CompUSAs and things like that. You know, and those kinds of things, you know, the battles that hardware and software, Gateway is who I'm thinking of, the Gateway store. You think of those, and then all of a sudden, you know, now we don't have those anymore. You can find things if you're resourceful, you know, and obviously we don't have Radio Shack, and anyway, you can find things if you're resourceful, but it's not, it's becoming increasingly difficult. So, continuing, this paper provides evidence that the GPT cycle is being replaced by a fragmented cycle where computing separates into specialized domains that are largely distinct and provide few benefits to each other. Little islands. This trend will have important implications for individual users and for the economy more broadly. I see the same thing happening in software. And, you know, there is a very specialized application that is being funded and not much, you know, by the foundations, not much outside of that. For users who can profitably switch to specialized chips, there are likely to be, and haven't we heard, you know, oh my goodness, you know, we've seen the stories in recent years about the decline in chip production and how we can't do it anymore. Imagine that. What a coincidence. For users who can profitably switch to specialized chips, there are likely to be significant gains, as we've seen with deep learning and cryptocurrency. For those who can't switch, the picture will be bleaker as universal chip progress slows, and with it, much of their computing performance improvements, which gets to my point yesterday about visiting something like Pendrive Linux, grabbing a few operating systems on a flash drive that you can plug into a what, you know, is old by technology standards piece of hardware and bring it back to life again, give it new life. On a larger scale, we argue that the switch to specialization will worsen the economics of chip manufacturing, leading to slower improvements, or at least to the general public. Therefore, the move to specialized chips perpetuates itself, fragmenting the general purpose model and splitting off more and more applications. This seems to be happening. And, you know, again, I don't think it's just a, you know, some kind of organic phenomenon. I think, you know, quite the contrary. And you see this in a variety of other things. For example, American Airlines drops three cities from service, blaming pilot shortage. This is a New York Post article from January 9. And the statement from American Airlines, in response to the regional pilot shortage affecting the airline industry and soft demand. Soft demand, maybe it's just that people don't like being treated like, you know, inmates or criminals. And all of the awful TSA stuff that's happened, you know, in 30 years, actually in 20, we've gone from what a delight to go pick up grandma or whomever at the airport. Yay, we get to show up at the gate and welcome grandma with open arms and give her a big hug. And we're so excited. And I mean, you used to be able to smoke on the airplanes, for Pete's sake. Now, if you look cross-eyed at somebody, you might be apprehended and incarcerated. So this is, you know, we're getting the treatment that we've been giving the rest of the world. Things are coming home to roost. So American Airlines has made the difficult decision to end service in Columbus, Georgia, Del Rio, Texas, and Long Beach, California. And you can bet your bottom dollar it won't stop there. So that's just a couple of examples. There's more. Let's see, maybe this one, Fox 31, Colorado. Income needed to be considered middle class in these Colorado towns. Pew Research Center define middle income adults as adults in 2021 with an annual household income that was two-thirds to double the national median income in 2020 after incomes have been adjusted for household size. Pew explains that a middle income equals an annual household income of $52,000 to $156,000 for a family of three based on 2020 dollars. These numbers are obviously not adjusted for inflation since then. Adjusted for inflation, using the this CPI inflation calculator, annual household income to be classified as middle class would start around $60,000. So how many people in America are middle class if you're starting around $60,000 and inflation unadjusted $52,000 to $156,000? So this is why I said recently last year that the millionaires are, you know, you have to be into seven figures to be middle class in America today, which sounds sensational, but, you know, Pew Research is essentially proving it. So these are indications of what's going on. And again, you know, the disparity that was created that we benefited from and kind of turned a blind eye, children making shoes in factories around the world, it's terrible, except, you know what, where are my shoes? Can I get my shoes? Now the tables are being turned and we are being subjected to the same kind of treatment. It's happening, and again, like everything else, albeit at glacial speed, and therefore, you know, obviously the truth is ugly and we don't want to confront it. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want to face it and be confronted by it or with it. So we pretend it's not happening, but it's happening. To the phones, Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Rhonda.
I have a quick question for you. I sent you an email with a picture of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
To your Road Warrior radio. But my sister was driving around last night, and she saw these street lamps with a eerie purple glow to them.
Uh-huh.
So I looked it up online, because she goes, what do you think that is? You know, it's relatively new around here. So I looked it up, and three different answers, Chris, depending on who you're reading. So one was they are SLEDs for traffic flow. Mm-hmm. Another one is faulty lights. Like for North Carolina, I found an article. They say they're faulty lighting and called Duke Energy to fix it. And the last one is conspiracy theory reasoning, and that would be to verify the vaxxed from the unvaxxed. Have you seen
that? That's interesting.
I know.
I'm not familiar with that story, but I'm familiar with the lights, and they have been going in around the country for years. If you know, if they're the same lights, I mean, obviously I'm not a person who does that by trade, and I haven't really looked into it much, but I know that they've been going in everywhere for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems odd to me that, you know, they're just, I mean, I don't go out at night very much, and she was out, you know, driving, and she sent me two, and I was like, I have no idea. But I looked it up, and I'm like, somebody's lying.
Yeah.
So I just wondered if you knew, and because I'm like, well, if they're faulty,
yeah,
I'm calling my energy company.
It's interesting, yeah, that is I think that's a clue. You know, I think there's I would call it the Streisand effect. When you see articles nationwide, and you can find articles that say, nah, it's probably, you know what, that's probably a computer chip issue, or there's something there, it's a defect, really. So like all the lights along that street and in every town, they're all defective. Maybe,
well,
we should contact the manufacturer.
Right, well, they're starting defective to creep in, right? So like,
yeah,
you say glacial speed, but it's like, that's, I mean, there's a few different areas around here. And, you know, I'm like, how can you sell your house if that thing's going on outside your window at night?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think it would lower your ability to get somebody to buy it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just for people who are not familiar, I mean, you can do a search for purple streetlights, for example, in your favorite search engine, and you'll get lots of stories that you didn't know existed. And, you know, again, like you said, there is the establishment line on this, which is intended to obfuscate the issue. And I think it is something much more sinister. What exactly? I don't know. I can't say with certainty.
Yeah, I guess I could call the energy company and tell them they got some lights to fix and see what they say.
Yeah, I guarantee you that it's there's some kind of, you know, RFID something. It has something to do with that.
Yeah, it also had an article about 5G and street lamps mm-hmm. and stuff. So you just go, all right, I'm not on board with this one, so y'all gotta, I mean, they're not gonna listen to me, but I don't approve. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Me either. I completely agree with what you're saying, and that's why, you know, in all of this, what do you do? And I'm saying, I think it's a spiritual battle. First and foremost, it requires more prayer.
Look how long that the street lamps were fine all over the years. I think another mm-hmm. one was, another reason they gave was to save the state money on electricity.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, my cable company just charged me $10 more a month because they said their electric bill went up, so I have to pay more. I'm like, I got to figure out a way to have somebody pay for some of my expenses. Good grief.
Yeah.
Where I work, you know, where I work. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what they do. They pass it on to the consumer. But, you know, yeah. It's like, I mean, how many taxes do we pay to the state? You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. I can't live like that. I think I will. I'm going to call them and see what they say. I'm going to be like, I looked it up and there was an article. It's faulty. You got to change it.
Yeah.
And then they're going to tell me the real reason.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you,
okay,
Rhonda.
Bye.
Much appreciated, as always. And, you know, it's interesting. Again, I mean, if you look at these articles, you will see the common sort of thematic elements that Rhonda's talking about, you know, including the, well, you know, I mean, these lights have been for years. The lights have been being replaced, and every time there's some kind of an urban renewal effort, it usually includes, if there aren't these lights already, it includes them. Why this? Why these kinds of lights? Because they're awful. I think they're just absolutely terrible, and I think a lot of people feel the same. So it is a curious thing. You know, it feels like I don't know. To me, it reminds me of what we used to hear about, you know, Compton and South LA and places that you don't want to be. These lights, to me, look like that. So, anyway, back to the phones in the remaining moment here. Lynn in Maryland, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. Happy New Year, Chris.
Happy New Year to you, Lynn.
Hi, what does GPT stand for again?
General Purpose Technology.
General Purpose? Okay, are you familiar with GPT Chat?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I was trying to find the first article I had, but I could only find the one that was actually when I was screaming at
Chat
the
GPT is what it is
Chat
called.
Chat GPT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, every kid in the world's going to be cheating, you know? Okay, but utility lights, remember when they went from white to amber?
Mm-hmm.
So good. Now, good to know they're purple. I like purple. But who knows? You know, we've had cameras at every intersection everywhere for quite a long time now, probably 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, whenever you call the utility company, because this came back to bite a friend of mine, they recorded every phone call she ever made to the utility company.
And they say that.
When she went to the utility commission about, you know, her meter or something, they went after with every recording she ever had, and mm-hmm. they could all be played back.
Yeah, and that's why I've said when we talk about the subject, you know, the term may, the word may, you know, we have to define terms. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. And when they say may, we think may or may not. They say may and they think they mean, you know, we may. We're giving ourselves permission.
Yeah, I could give you another tip. If you ever call Verizon and you get that voice menu, don't yell at it. They'll right. never answer your call. You will sit on hold for eternity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they can actually read your voice, and that they'll know who to transfer you to. But yeah. if you've already yelled at that menu, you're not getting anywhere ever.
Yeah.
Not on that call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn.
All right. God
much
bless
appreciated.
You. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Yeah, much appreciated. Oh, and that reminds me of the airport stuff. We've had the, you know, the facial recognition stuff to read your mood, which is obviously not confined to the airport. Oh, okay. We're on a break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life, to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. And here's an example. Speaking of the creepy, the eerie streetlights with the purple glow, from Juneau, Alaska, from KTOO. This is public radio station up in Juneau, I believe. Anyway, the article is titled, Why Are Some of Juneau's Streetlights Glowing Purple? January 24, 2022. So you're telling me that the whole country, from coast to coast and even beyond, you know, even beyond the contiguous lower 48, we have, the way this article puts it, on a foggy Sunday night in Juneau, the corner of Ferry Way and Marine Way is made eerie by a violet glow coming from a nearby streetlight. It's just one of several streetlights around town that have changed colors. I don't think this, you know, not coincidental, not accidental, from really nationwide. And, you know, same story. Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities maintains a lot of Juneau streetlights. Sam Dapsevich said the lights actually aren't new at all, and the purple hue isn't intentional. The purple hue is... in the LED lights is caused by a computer chip issue, possibly a defect, he says. So the department is working with the manufacturer. So you're telling me that, you know, it's just a defect from sea to shining sea. And, yeah, so from the article, it was occurring in quite a few places around the country, Dapsevich said. It appears that most of the LED streetlights have three colors, yellow, red, and blue, and the yellow color is failing. I'm not buying it. So, okay. So that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.